Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 16, 24 to 28. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 28. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." My theme for reflection is losing to win. Losing to win, the strange mathematics of Jesus. It sounds like something from a confusing exam paper, but Jesus' arithmetic is precisely that, counterintuitive, unsettling, and ultimately life-giving. The problem Matthew places before us is not ignorance about who Jesus is. Peter has just confessed him as the Messiah. The problem is what kind of Messiah we are willing to follow and what kind of disciples we are prepared to become. Israel expected a victorious leader who would stride through the corridors of power. The disciples imagined proximity to glory. But Jesus speaks instead of suffering, death, and resurrection. Peter recoils. And in doing so gives voice to all of us who instinctively set our minds on human things. We want a Christ who fixes our problems, not one who asks us to lose ourselves. Jesus' response is bracing. "If anyone would come after me, let them deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me." This is not a call to mirror inconveniences or polite religious sacrifices. The cross was not a metaphor for a difficult day. It was an instrument of death. Jesus overturns both messianic expectations and discipleship fantasies. To save one's life, he says, is to lose it. To lose it for his sake is to find it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer captured this starkly. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Yet this dying is not an end in itself. Jesus does not go to the cross merely to set an example. He goes so that God's incomprehensible power might be revealed through resurrection. The invitation to self-denial rests on the prior gift of Christ's self-giving. We do not carry our crosses alone. We are carried by his. Long before Jesus, the prophet Isaiah spoke of the suffering servant who would be despised and rejected, pierced for our transgressions. Isaiah 53. What looked like defeat was always God's chosen pathway to redemption. Matthew wants us to see that the Messiah's glory passes through vulnerability, and so must ours. The Stoic philosophers help us press this into daily life. Epictetus taught that freedom comes not from controlling circumstances, but from mastering our attachments. Jesus goes further. True freedom is found in surrender to God. Stoicism urges discipline of desire. Christ invites the death of the ego. Both recognize that clinging to comfort imprisons us, but only Jesus promises resurrection on the other side of surrender. So what does this mean for us today and now? We often practice what might be called manageable discipleship, small sacrifices that leave our core selves untouched. We serve when it is convenient, give when it is safe, forgive when it costs little. But Jesus calls us deeper to release our grip on status, security, and self-determination, trusting that whatever is surrendered in Him is never finally lost. God's power is not displaced in prestige, but in faithfulness along dusty roads, hospital corridors, refugee camps, strained marriages, and quiet acts of courage. And here is the good news. What we cannot do by willpower, Christ enables by grace. Without Him, Peter was a stumbling block. With Him, Peter became a pillar. Lloyd Ogilvie put it this way, or very simply. We say, "But Lord, I cannot." And God says, "I am glad to hear you say that. Through you, I can." There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what am I most afraid of losing if I follow Jesus more fully? Number two, where might Christ be inviting me to exchange control for trust today? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one concrete act of self-giving, an apology, a generous gift, a reconciliatory message, or time offered to someone overlooked, and do it prayerfully as an act of following Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, you who gave yourself for us, teach us the courage to deny ourselves and the faith to follow where you lead. Free us from clinging to what cannot save, and help us entrust our lives to your redeeming love. Strengthen us to bear the crosses of compassion and obedience, knowing that in you, loss becomes life. May your resurrection hope shape our choices today and always. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.